Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Just earlier this week, René Van Mettingen and Audrey Rooney became one of the first same-sex couples in this country to be recognised as parents of their children. And René is with us here on the show today. Thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live. How do you feel?
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I suppose Audrey and I are relieved this week. You know, we've been waiting for 5.5 years. For Audrey to finally, you know, have that legal connection to our kids. You know, obviously we've been parents from the day they were born. But for the last 5.5 years, I've been essentially viewed as a single parent.
Remind us of your story, René.
So yeah, we were engaged when marriage equality passed, and we decided to start looking into having a child. We went down the route of doing reciprocal IVF. We used my wife's eggs, donor sperm, and then I carried the pregnancy. So we were pregnant in 2016. We got married and blissfully unaware what lay ahead of us. We just assumed, I suppose, that because we were married, that we would both have equal parental rights and our child would have two parents. You know, a child born within that marriage would have two parents. But sadly, that was not the case. And we learned that year that when I gave birth, I would have to register as a single parent. And I suppose that was the beginning of the fight for us. And we went on then to have another daughter 2.5 years later. And then we were in the same situation. Again, I had to register our daughter, Aria, as a single parent. And yeah, we've just been fighting since then to have that legal recognition, I suppose.
So in the eyes of the law, René, despite the fact that you're married, you're still, as you say, you're a single parent in a same-sex relationship.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a bizarre situation. It was, I guess, an anomaly in the law. A piece of legislation called the Children and Family Relationships Act had passed in 2015 ahead of the marriage referendum, but it just hadn't been commenced yet. So we started having our children before that piece of legislation had been commenced. So we started lobbying the government to actually commence that piece of legislation that would allow us to then go to court and get what's called a declaration of parentage and then get the kids' birth certs changed. So that piece of legislation was finally commenced after, you know, a delay of over 5 years. That was commenced last year. And since then, some same-sex female couples who fall into the criteria of, you know, it's very prescriptive, the legislation. It's a very particular situation that it covers. It doesn't cover all families. But those who qualify under this piece of legislation can now go to court, get what's called a declaration of parentage, and then be recognized as both parents to their child. Anyone going forwards after that commenced, if you again fall into that criteria, you can just register from birth, which is fantastic.
So does this mean, sorry, René, does this mean still that quite a lot of children of LGBT families don't qualify under this?
It absolutely does. So that piece of legislation, you have to be a female couple, you have to go through a clinic and use a particular type of sperm donor, and then your child actually has to be born in Ireland in order to qualify. So those who are left out, I suppose, are anyone who chooses to use non-clinical method of conception, otherwise sometimes known as at-home insemination. Anyone who maybe lives abroad and uses a fertility clinic abroad, or your child is born abroad and then you come home to Ireland, you're not covered. Obviously, all gay dads who have their children through surrogacy, there's absolutely no legislation. And we've all seen in the news this week, surrogacy has been a big topic.
That's right.
It's obviously a much broader issue. It affects plenty of single people and heterosexual couples as well. And there's zero legislation. So any child born through surrogacy can only have a legal relationship with one of their parents, and that is the biological father. The other parent, whether that be a mother or a second father, has no route to have a legal relationship with their child. They can apply for guardianship, but only after they've lived with the child for a period of time. So for the first couple of years in a child's life who's been born through surrogacy, they only have one legal parent, and their other parent is a legal stranger to them.
And is anything being done? I know you talked about your own campaign, and you and Audrey started a campaign, René, about nearly probably the guts of 6 years ago now, but Is there any appetite to try and change the Children and Family Relationship Act to allow for that?
Yeah, absolutely, there is. And, you know, our organisation, Equality for Children, are working closely with other organisations such as Irish Families Through Surrogacy, LGBT Ireland, and we've actually formed a coalition, and we are lobbying the government for what's called the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, and that bill will largely deal with surrogacy. And you know, it is on the programme for government for this year. They do have a list of recommendations that have been made by the Special Rapporteur for Children, Professor Conor O'Mahony. So they actually do have, you know, a document that kind of lays out a very clear framework of what is needed. So at this point in time, we just need the government to accept those recommendations. You know, they commissioned that report by the Special Rapporteur. We need them to accept those recommendations, which have been made with the child's interests as paramount. And we need them to accept that and implement them into a piece of legislation urgently. You know, because every day that goes by without this legislation, children are living kind of in a grey area of law. And I suppose it's critical. It's not something that can just be pushed back. You know, they started talking about legislating for surrogacy over two decades ago, and still nothing has come to fruition. And it's quite shameful, actually, that in Ireland in 2021, we have so many children who just, you know, their parentage is not recognised.
So is it effectively the kind of, is it the international dimension to this? Is that
yes,
what the delay is?
I suppose that adds a complication, but it's not impossible to do. You know, if we were the first country to look at doing this, I would say, okay, maybe this is going to take a lot of time, but we are not the first country. The UK, the US, Canada, most other countries have some sort of framework in place for children born through surrogacy. It is not impossible to do. We have neighbours just across the water who have done it. Mm. Their system might not be perfect, but they do have a system. So it's not impossible to do. Yes, of course it's complicated. Of course it takes resources. But we just need the political will to do something.
Because I was reading in the Business Post, was it last week or the previous week?
Yeah, last Monday.
Yeah, and they talked about the international legal difficulties, so in and around kind of jurisdictional issues on this. Like, so you're saying this actually, it can be overcome?
It absolutely can. And, you know, I hope that report was perhaps misinformed. I truly hope that the government does the right thing and includes international surrogacy, because if they don't, they're effectively ignoring 99.9% of Irish children born through surrogacy, because the majority, if not all, of surrogacy takes place internationally. So they essentially, if they ignore the international piece, they would be passing a law that doesn't benefit any children who actually exist. And it's really important to remember that we're talking about children who are living and breathing. This is not a theoretical debate on you know, what people think of surrogacy. It's going to happen regardless. And in order to actually protect children and make sure that there is no abuse of human rights or children's rights, there needs to be a really robust piece of legislation put in place.
What's it like, Renee? Because, look, you know this better than anyone, and particularly for your partner, Audrey, because you were registered as the single parent of both of your children. So how difficult is that for Audrey, for your partner, when she's not, you know, she's not on the birth cert, and, you know, I know this week that changed, but, like, what is that like for her?
It's been really difficult, and, you know, I almost have had survivor's guilt or something, you know, being the one that's recognized. It's simply not right. You know, they were our children. We had them together. We went through the process equally. And it was always a really difficult thing to deal with over the last couple of years. And I think for her, it's just been a weight on her shoulders, just knowing that, you know, these children who are every bar of her, you know, if you saw them, they just are mini Audreys. And just to not have that recognition. And, you know, some people say it's just a piece of paper. Yes, it might be, but that piece of paper allows you to care for your child. And as parents, all we want to do is make sure our children are protected. And, you know, that piece of paper allows us to do that. So it's been a really heavy couple of years, I would say, because a day wouldn't go by that we wouldn't be recommended that we wouldn't be reminded that our children are being treated differently and unequally. And for all the families that are still in that situation, every single day, they are reminded that their children are being treated as less than. And that's just unacceptable. And it's a really hard thing as a parent to take, because, you know, you just want to do everything for your children and fix things and make things better for them.
I imagine even, you know, Renee, not to be kind of cold about this, but I suppose just to be logical about it, like, down the line, I assume that had Audrey, had this change not have happened, and Audrey, for instance, even been added and recorded on the children's birth certificates. But, like, I presume there would even be, like, you know, implications down the line in terms of tax stuff. And we were talking here in the show yesterday even about people writing wills and stuff. But I imagine all of that would be an issue.
Definitely. There are so many, like, legal, financial, just practical implications, you know, with regards to inheritance, you know, passing down money from that side of the family, property tax, all sorts of things. Not to mention, if we're going even further down the line and we're talking about end-of-life care for your parents, you know, as you know, for those of us who have parents, we want to be able to make decisions about their care later on in life. And if that legal connection is not there, you're unable to do that. It just creates all sorts of potential difficulties, and it's just an extra barrier. And, you know, if you're looking at people who have accessed either donor-assisted conception or surrogacy, these are not families who their children have just come easily to them. All of us, no matter what reason we had for using donor-assisted conception or surrogacy, we fought very hard to have our kids. And then, you know, to finally get through that process, whatever that might have looked like for you, to then finally have your child in your arms and then be unprotected by your government. It's just a kick in the face.
How many families, from your work through the through your own campaign group and the other coalition, Renee, how many families do you reckon this affects here
thousands,
in Ireland?
Thousands, and it's growing every day. There are thousands of families who are affected, and it's just going to become a bigger and bigger issue.
And the fact that, you know, your own situation and Audrey's situation has changed as of this week, in that you've both now become one of the first same-sex couples here in Ireland to be recognised, both of you, as parents of your children. Yeah. Does that now, you know, does that open the doors for many other couples in your situation?
Yeah, so I suppose anyone who's in our situation has the same avenue of going to court and getting that retrospective declaration. But again, it's that minority of couples who fall into the category that is legislated for. So if you are one of the lucky ones like we were, absolutely, you can go to court, you can get that declaration. Or indeed, if you're having children going forward and you're two women and you go to an Irish fertility clinic, the process is a lot more simple. But it's just not good enough, you know. And, you know, while we are relieved this week, we're not necessarily celebrating, because how can I possibly celebrate until all of the children have the exact same protections as my children now have? You know, we have so many friends, and how can I look at, you know, Ava and Aria's friends who don't have that same protection simply because they were conceived in a different way, or they were born in a different jurisdiction? Mm. Like, it just is not equal.
What is the cost of all of this? Is that a barrier for people?
So, like, the financial cost?
Yeah, of actually going through, as you mentioned, you know, going through the courts and getting the declaration.
So I suppose it's not too much of a barrier for people when it comes to donor assisted reproduction. Surrogacy is a whole other case.
Yeah.
That is much, much higher cost. But when it comes to maybe two women who have used the clinic and, you know, need to go to court to get a retrospective declaration, for the most part, people can actually do that by themselves without the need for a solicitor. You will need to get a commissioner for oath to witness a declaration. But actually, all of those forms are online. LGBT Ireland actually have a really good link, and they have all the documents there for anyone looking for them. And they have it laid out very easily how you navigate that process. And you just go to your local district court And the courts have seen quite a few of these cases, so like they know how to process them. And if you have any trouble, LGBT Ireland have a helpline that you can call. But when it comes to surrogacy, it's an entirely different issue. So if you have a family that's going abroad for surrogacy, so say if they're a same-sex male couple and they go to Canada, or you have a heterosexual couple going to the Ukraine, they need to enlist the services of an Irish solicitor. And when they return home from whatever country that their child was born in, regardless of if they have a birth cert, you know, with two dads on it from Canada, or if they have a birth cert with the mom and the dad on it from the Ukraine, when they get home to Ireland, that birth cert is not recognized. And in order for the biological father in either of those couples to establish their connection to the child, you have to get a DNA test, you have to go to court, and that can be a very expensive and lengthy process. And we're not talking about a couple of hundred euro. We're talking into the thousands and thousands.
Just look, you know, a couple of final points. When you mentioned earlier this week, I know you said you weren't celebrating when you look at so many of your friends, Renee, that are in a similar situation. But it must have been a somewhat emotional day, though, for you and particularly Audrey as well.
It was. And, you know, we were talking about it last night. I don't think it's fully sunk in. It certainly was emotional, and we were just so relieved and exhausted. It's kind of letting out a collective sigh, I guess. But I don't think it's fully sunk in. Will.
I presume the kids probably don't know any different, do they?
Had no idea what they had no idea what was going on. They were entirely bored by the courthouse and just wanted to go and get cake and hot chocolate. Although we did actually have to explain it to Ava, because she's 5 and a half, and we didn't really know what to say to her, because how can you say to your 5 and a half-year-old, well, actually, your family is not considered a legal family, so we need to go to court today so that it is.
Was that a hard conversation?
It was. Yeah. It was, because we were just, we want to protect her. So we just said to her, Ava, who are your parents? And she said, Mom and Mama. And we said, well, we're going today to what's called a courthouse, and a man or a woman who's called a judge is going to ask you who your parents are. And then he's going to write on a piece of paper that Mom and Mama are going to be your parents forever. And she accepted that. She was like, okay, cool, that's fine.
As you say, it's just exactly as she knew earlier that day and the previous day as well. Renee, listen, thanks a million for joining us on the show today. I know it's been a big week, obviously, for you and Audrey. And as you mentioned, look, so many other couples, I can see it even here in the text machine already, people in very similar situations to you both. Look, thank you again, as I said, for joining us on the show and sharing your story with us. Renee Von Medding there and her partner, as she talked about, Audrey Rooney as well. 53106. Is the number if you want to get us on the News Talk text line.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Yeah, just for those of you getting in touch with us actually about the chat we just had with Renee there on same-sex couples and getting recognition for both partners of children, I should say as well, Renee also wanted to point out actually two people who've got in touch. If you're concerned about this issue, she says you can contact local politicians, TDs on the issue, because they actually have a template email on their website as well at equalityforchildren.ie, so it might just be an option for those of you who are getting in touch with us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.